You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Have you ever found yourself sort of searching for that elusive blueprint to success? You know, wondering why some people seem to navigate challenges almost effortlessly, building empires, fulfilling lives.
While others struggle, even with seemingly similar chances, we all want that shortcut, that deeper understanding, don't we?
It's a universal quest, absolutely. And look, in a world just overflowing with fleeting trends and, frankly, surface-level advice, the real challenge is cutting through all that noise.
Finding those truly fundamental, you know, timeless principles. That's the hard part.
Exactly. And that is precisely what we're tackling in this deep dive. Today, we are unpacking the profound wisdom of Stephen Bartlett.
The entrepreneur, the Dragon's Den investor, host of that huge podcast, Diary of a CEO.
Right. And we're looking specifically at his insightful book, The 33 Laws of Business and Life.
And this really isn't just another business book, is it? Bartlett's distilled these laws, I mean, not only from his own pretty challenging journey, you know, from young business person to successful CEO.
Yeah, quite the journey.
But also from, like, thousands of hours of interviews on his podcast. He's talked to some of the world's most successful, most insightful people. He's really found the common threads.
And what's so remarkable, I think, is that these 33 laws, they're not about chasing fads. They seem deeply rooted in psychology, behavioral science.
Which makes them incredibly potent.
Right.
And universally applicable. It's not just for aspiring CEOs.
No, absolutely not. Whether you're building a startup, striving for personal growth, aiming for excellence, anywhere, really. Mm-hmm. So our mission today, extract the most impactful nuggets from these laws. We'll look at them across his four pillars: the self, the story, the philosophy, and the team.
Looking for those surprising facts, those actionable insights you can actually use.
Let's do it. Okay, let's begin where all true growth really starts, with ourselves. This first pillar, it's all about personal growth, mindset, self-mastery.
And Bartlett kicks things off with a law that's, well, incredibly practical yet often overlooked.
Which one is that?
It's law one. Filling your five buckets in the right order. He identifies these five critical interconnected buckets we all need to fill. You've got knowledge, skills, network, resources, and reputation.
Okay, those make sense.
But here's the profound insight, the real game changer. The sequence. The order you fill them in is absolutely crucial.
How so?
You must prioritize knowledge and skills first.
Okay, so it's not about, like, frantically collecting business cards or chasing funding before you've actually built something substantial inside yourself.
Exactly. That feels kind of backwards compared to the whole fake it till you make it thing we hear so much.
Yeah, it does.
But without that strong foundation of knowledge and skills, any network or resources you get are like, well, building a beautiful house on shaky ground.
Right.
Prioritizing those first two means you build real inherent value, value that, you know, no market dip or flaky contact can just take away. You become genuinely indispensable, resilient.
Not just connected or financed. That's a really powerful way to reframe growth. So building on that internal strength, Bartlett then has this fascinating take on how we truly learn and master things.
He does. Law two. To master it, you must create an obligation to teach it.
To teach it.
Yeah. Basically, the fastest way to really embed information and deepen your understanding is to publicly, constantly share what you're learning.
I find that so compelling because, like you said, it flips the traditional learning model completely on its head. Is this sort of related to the Feynman technique?
It absolutely is. Very similar principles. The Feynman technique involves that feedback loop, right? Try to explain something complex, simply.
Identify the gaps.
Go back, clarify, try explaining again. This compulsion to simplify, get feedback, refine it for an audience, maybe writing, speaking, creating content, it forces deeper processing.
And retrieval, presumably.
Definitely. And what's really fascinating here is that it makes teaching the ultimate form of mastery. You find the real edges of your knowledge when you have to make it clear for someone else.
Okay, next, we get into our internal drivers. Laws 3 and 4 cover beliefs, self-story, habits. Bartlett makes this really significant point. Beliefs aren't chosen.
Yeah, we often think we can just decide what to believe, right? But he argues it's way more complex. Beliefs aren't really conscious choices.
They're affected by evidence, experience.
Exactly. Accumulated evidence and experiences. And to change a belief, you need new compelling evidence, something that either aligns with what you already think or powerfully contradicts it.
That's crucial for personal development, isn't it? It shifts the focus from just willing yourself to believe something.
To actively seeking out and processing new information, new experiences.
Yeah, and tied right into this is your self story. Law 4 says never compromise your self story. This is that internal narrative, right? How you think about yourself.
Deeply shaped by experiences, even societal stereotypes. And this self story has a profound impact on your resilience, your capacity for success.
So a positive story fuels optimism.
Perseverance. Especially when things get tough, because you fundamentally believe you can overcome. A negative story, though, well, that can become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Hindering you before you even start. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, building on this, a very practical, almost counterintuitive take on habits. Never fight a bad habit.
Yeah, we tend to think breaking habits is all about brute willpower. He suggests a smarter way.
Which is?
Instead of direct confrontation, which often leads to burnout, let's be honest, understand the underlying habit loop, the trigger, the behavior, the reward.
Okay.
And then substitute the reward with a healthier one. Stress, willpower depletion, they're huge obstacles. So prioritizing self-care, like sleep, setting realistic goals, that's non-negotiable.
So connect new actions with new rewards and stop multitasking.
Pretty much. The key insight for you listening is that understanding these laws gives you a powerful roadmap. You can reshape your mindset, build resilience through action, redesign your routines to work with your brain, not fight against it.
And finally, in this pillar, Law 5, always prioritize your first foundation, health. Seems obvious, but...
It's so often the first thing to go when we're chasing ambition, isn't it? It's the absolute non-negotiable starting point for a satisfying, sustainable life.
It reminds me of that Warren Buffett analogy.
The car analogy, yeah.
Yeah.
You only get one mind, one body. You have to maintain them diligently from the start. No trade-ins later.
And Bartlett himself, I gather, learned this the hard way with burnout early on.
Makes it a very personal lesson for him, yeah. And think about the impact for you.
Yeah.
Neglect this foundation and everything else just becomes exponentially harder. Oh. Maybe impossible.
Health isn't a luxury. It's the prerequisite.
Got it.
Okay, let's pivot. From building our inner world to how we present ourselves externally. Pillar 2, the story. This dives into standing out, influencing others, shaping perceptions, crucial for marketing, branding.
And this is where Bartlett really pushes some boundaries, I think. Law 1, useless absurdity will define you. It's just a fantastic example.
Useless absurdity, that sounds completely backwards.
Right. But he argues for the immense power of incorporating unexpected, even seemingly irrational or absurd elements. He talks about his own experience.
The giant blue slide.
Yeah, at his company's office. It apparently generated far more media buzz than any traditional marketing campaign ever did.
Huh. So it's about creating conversation, differentiation.
In a super crowded market, exactly. Mm-hmm. Think about like Tesla's weird features or BrewDog's beer showers for investors. Absurdity cuts through the noise. It makes you memorable.
In a way that just being functional maybe doesn't?
Often doesn't. And that ties right into Law 2. Avoid wallpaper at all costs.
We all know that feeling, right? That generic, repetitive jargon that just fades away.
Our brains are incredibly efficient at filtering out repeated stuff. It's called habituation. And words themselves can lose meaning if you hear them too much semantic satiation.
So the solution is?
Use unexpected, uncommon, unsaturated terms. Words or concepts that trigger strong emotions, reactions. Force people to pay attention, to actually feel it, not just passively hear it.
Okay, so what this means for you practically is, in a saturated world, Being memorable isn't about fitting in. It's about being distinct, maybe even a bit provocative.
Yeah, to really capture attention.
Okay, building on that, law three, shoot your psychological moonshots first. Small changes, big perceived value.
It's all about leveraging human psychology. Think about a hairdresser doing that little one last snip. It often gives the customer a disproportionate sense of extra value, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just symbolic.
Or Uber.
Uber is a great example. The real-time map, the ETA that addresses our dislike of just sitting idle, gives a sense of progress. And they nail the peak end rule, ensuring the end of the journey is smooth, which shapes our whole memory of it.
And then fascinatingly, law four says friction can create value. Adding inconvenience can increase worth. That really goes against the grain of customer convenience Uber owls.
It sounds totally counterintuitive. But think about Red Bull's initial taste. People often said it tasted, well, bad.
Yeah, medicinal almost.
Right. But that friction paradoxically suggested it was effective, potent. Or remember when General Mills cake mixes only took off once you had to add an egg?
Made people feel more involved.
Exactly. Ownership. Even high-end restaurants serving raw steaks for you to cook at the table. Personalization, mastery.
Wow. So what's striking here is how understanding human irrationality, perception, not just function, can unlock huge value without massive cost.
It's about consciously shaping the experience, the perceived reality. Yeah.
Okay, rounding out this pillar, law five, the frame matters more than the picture. And law six, fight for the first 5 seconds.
How something is presented, the frame, profoundly influences its perceived value. Bartlett shares a story, doesn't he? About a favorite brand losing its magic after a behind-the-scenes video revealed too much. Broke the illusion.
Like Apple's super meticulous retail stores or Dupup's screenless design focusing you on the data, not the gadget.
Exactly. The context, the story around the thing is often more important than the thing itself.
Yeah.
And in our world, those first moments are critical. Fight for the first 5 seconds. Whether you're speaking, pitching, creating content online.
That captivating opening is essential. Attention spans aren't getting longer.
So the relevance for you is clear. Presenting an idea, building a brand, meeting someone new, that initial impression, the context you create, it's paramount. Don't underestimate presentation. Make those first moments count.
Absolutely.
Right. Shifting gears again. Pillar three, the philosophy. This gets into the mindset for long-term success. Continuous improvement, confronting difficult truths.
And law one here is you must sweat the small stuff.
Oh.
Bartlett argues that real, sustainable success is built on meticulous, almost obsessive attention to detail.
Ties into Kaizen, right.
The Japanese philosophy, yeah.
Yeah.
Continuous improvement, like Toyota's manufacturing, where every tiny flaw is a chance for a small gain.
Or top athletes constantly refining technique.
Precisely. And that leads right into law two.
Mm-hmm.
A small miss now creates a big miss later. The idea is that small, consistent improvements aren't just about small wins.
They prevent major setbacks.
Exactly. Think of Tiger Woods' meticulous approach to every tiny aspect of his golf game. Those constant minor adjustments compounded into legendary success, longevity.
So the point for you is, major achievements are usually the sum of countless small, consistent efforts. Neglect the little things.
And they snowball into big, maybe insurmountable problems. Business, relationships, personal growth, same principle.
Okay, now for a really counterintuitive one, law three, you must outfail the competition. Outfail. Failure as a pathway. That contradicts everything.
Not just a pathway, an accelerant. Companies like IBM, Booking.com, Amazon, they thrive because they've intentionally built cultures of rapid experimentation, fast decisions, learning quickly from failures.
So it's about removing bureaucracy, aligning incentives so people aren't scared to fail.
And proactively sharing those failure insights so everyone learns. The goal isn't to fail, obviously. It's to move so fast that you generate more learning cycles than competitors. Some cycles will involve failing forward.
Okay. And then law four brings intense focus. You must become a plan A thinker. Absolute unwavering focus on the main goal. Backup plans dilute commitment.
The story of Nando Parrado, the Andes crash survivor, is a powerful illustration. When there was no plan B, when the alternative was certain death, that singular dedication led to incredible resilience, survival against impossible odds.
It's not about being restless.
No, it's about dedicating total energy to your primary objective when it truly matters most. So look, for you listening, these laws challenge conventional wisdom, a willingness to embrace failure, learn from it, combined with singular focus, powerful drivers for extraordinary results.
Right. Moving to mental frameworks. Law five, You must make pressure your privilege. Not avoiding pressure, but changing how we see it.
Reframing it, not as stress, but as a motivator. A force that gives meaning to challenges, enhances performance. High performers often see pressure as a sign they're playing at the top level.
So recognize it, share it maybe, use it for growth.
Instead of retreating, yeah. Actively use that intensity.
And then law 6, the power of negative manifestation. Sounds a bit like tempting fate.
Actually, quite the opposite. It involves asking critical questions like, why will this idea fail? Imagine it's already failed 6 months out. Work backward. Why?
The pre-mortem method.
Exactly. It helps uncover risks often ignored due to optimism bias. Then you can create contingency plans proactively.
So Bartlett's offering mental frameworks here, not just to survive high stakes, but to thrive and prevent problems.
It's preparing you for a stronger future, yeah. It's a powerful paradigm shift.
Okay, finally, for this pillar, law 7, your skills are worthless, but your context is valuable. Worthless. That's strong.
It's provocative, for sure.
Yeah.
But his point is, the true worth of your skills isn't just intrinsic. It's profoundly about their context.
Meaning?
Well, the same skill, say advanced data analysis, commands vastly different pay and respect depending on where you apply it. A slow industry where it's scarce versus a tech startup where everyone has it. It's about scarcity, perceived vitality.
So how can you apply this? It's a fundamental shift.
And thinking about career progression, market value. Beyond just what you can do, but where you do it. Strategically moving your skills can massively impact your income, your perceived value.
All right, final pillar, the team. Shifting focus now to how we work effectively with others. Build high-performing teams, lead with impact.
And law 1 is simple but profound. Ask who, not how.
Effective delegation, choosing the right people.
Exactly. It echoes people like Richard Branson, right? Focus on your strengths, delegate weaknesses. Bartlett says success hinges on recruiting top talent and then maximizing their potential.
By giving them the autonomy to figure out the how.
Precisely. And law 2 builds on that. The 3 bars for building great teams. He uses Sir Alex Ferguson's legendary success at Man United as a case study.
Culture is paramount here, isn't it?
Absolutely. Bartlett suggests these 3 bars are essentially culture fit, performance, and potential. It's about hiring, promoting, even letting go, based on how people impact the team's overall environment and progress, not just technical skill.
So the takeaway for you is, leader or team member, these principles are crucial for a productive, cohesive environment. Culture really does eat strategy for breakfast.
It really does.
Okay, next up, law 3. Leverage the power of progress. Obvious that development fuels engagement, but how do we cultivate it?
Sir David Brailsford's marginal gains theory, the British cycling success story, illustrates this perfectly. Celebrate small victories. Recognize gradual improvements.
Leaders need to foster that culture of continuous improvement. Clear goals, freedom to innovate.
And consistently acknowledging achievements. Keep that vital momentum going.
And here's another one challenging tradition. Law 4, you must be an inconsistent leader. Sounds like chaos.
It does sound counterintuitive, doesn't it?
Damn it.
But Bartlett argues truly successful leaders, again like Ferguson, don't use a rigid one-size-fits-all style.
They adapt to individual motivations, needs.
Exactly. Emotional intelligence, not rigid consistency, is key. Understanding diverse emotional needs and responding dynamically.
So the actionable insight here, dynamic leadership. Keep teams motivated by understanding individual nuances, acknowledging progress, adapting your approach.
Yeah, it's about flexibility and empathy.
Okay, finally, we arrive at Law 5, a fundamental principle underpinning everything else. Learning never ends. Feels like the ultimate summary.
It just underscores that unceasing need for learning, development, individually and as a team, for sustained success.
In a rapidly changing world, ongoing education isn't a luxury.
It's critical. For new ideas, overcoming obstacles, fostering that culture of continuous improvement, the key insight for your journey is that growth is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Essential for everyone, always.
A lifelong commitment, absolutely. #tag outro. Wow. What a deep dive that was into Stephen Bartlett's framework. We've really journeyed through how these 33 laws rooted in psychology, real-world experience, offer this comprehensive guide to excellence, life, business.
From shaping yourself story, mastering perception, to building great teams. These aren't just theories, are they? They feel like genuinely actionable principles.
You really can apply them today. It's a powerful testament, I think, to the idea that lasting success isn't just luck or talent.
It's about understanding timeless human principles and applying them consistently, strategically.
So as you reflect on all this, here's a provocative thought for you for the week ahead. What one law, just one, from today's deep dive will you actually experiment with?
Maybe to enhance your sales story, make your message unforgettable, or just redefine how you tackle a challenge.
Pick one. Take one step. Test it out.
See what happens. Observe the impact.
Yeah. And look, if these nuggets sparked your curiosity, we absolutely recommend exploring Stephen Bartlett's full book, The Diary of a CEO, The 33 Laws of Business and Life.
We're diving into his podcast. There's so much more wisdom and context there.
Definitely. We've really just scratched the surface today.